Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. All right, everyone, let's go ahead and get going. So we're working with dolphin energy this weekend, so let's go ahead and just give everybody a super dose of that. Here we go. So I'm feeling the energy move through everyone, particularly within the heart and the column, the spinal cord in the back of your self, a bit in the sacrum area, moving above the pelvis with some of you. We had a request for kidneys, so we'll bring in some energy for that right now for everyone who needs kidney update. And strengthening the kidneys to the bladder and the bladder to the kidneys. The whole urinary tract. Very good. All right, we're going to do a body, mind, and spirit balance, which most people are in, but for those who are listening later, we'll go ahead and do that for you. And for any remaining concerns, pains, illnesses, distractions, if you could put those in a basket beside you for a while. We'll get to those at the end, but right now I'd like you to just put your attention on your heart and your core. We're using some dolphin energy to clean out the heart again. Sometimes people in the integration process, they just bring in all the pain, and so we want to clean out anything you may have inadvertently brought in like that. And with our process, what we do is we're bringing in the part of ourselves attached to it. The pain might come, but if our concentration is completely on that fractal soul piece, which is light, or finding that light, if we're focused there, then the integration is going to work better. And in fact, some of you, if you feel like you're bringing in a lot of heaviness, you can bring it to outside, you know, within the heart chakra, but it's outside the body, and use love like a shower over the piece. Because remember, we talk sometimes about the fractal piece coming back has had all these interesting experiences. It's almost like a child that's lost and been playing in the street and is all dirty and muddy. And it's been creating things inadvertently, not realizing what it was doing or thinking it was doing it for some other reason. And so we can clean it off with a shower of love. It may more easily integrate for you. And just allow that to come into your heart. Okay, with your attention 6 inches, a foot above your head, I'd like you to tap in to your creative self. Some people call it the fifth dimensional self, some people call it the higher self, but I think of it as a golden realm that's available for all of us. Loaded with creativity, and it's sort of the gateway for you from the universe and multiverses. Okay. So if we run all the energies that are right for us through that and let it do the sorting for you, We won't be bringing in something that has nothing to do with us. One of the first things I noticed when I started working with people all over the world is sometimes they were very attached to things that really did not have anything to do with their soul development. And so each of us has a unique blend of energies that are right for us. And let's acknowledge that and align that for everyone right now. Each to their own individual integrity and sovereignty. Some of you feel that right away, and some of you don't. If you don't, that's fine. It's okay that you don't. But what you might want to do is just say again, I am connected to my unique sovereignty. All right. Now, this is an amazing energy for artists, because this is the energy that really gives you drive. It helps give you creative inspiration. It gives you ideas as to what the next step is. It's the place where we bring in all of the healing energy to assist us if something needs to be cleared and upgraded in our body. All right, now allow this energy to connect to your heart. We've just cleaned it out, but we'll clean it out again and upgrade the heart chakra. Now, this is the energy many of you have been waiting for. Your creative self in action, aligned with your human body and self. One of the things we've talked about is with every integration, we become more whole. We become more empowered. We have more energy to get things done and to heal ourselves because we're not split. And we're talking about a foot on the boat and a foot on the dock sort of energy. When, you know, you're light and everything else is dark, or you are light and everything else is that, or you're dark and everything else is light, you're in a split. That's what that is. That's a split power. That is duality. So I'd like you to consider this. The fear that you're feeling, the confusion that you're feeling, is an opportunity. It's an opportunity for you to integrate and become whole. So when I feel fear, my first reaction might be, oh, no, not again, but clear that immediately and move into here's an opportunity to become more whole. And I know after I love the part of me that's attached to being afraid right now, I am going to become more whole. And this is true for pain, the part of me that is attached to this headache or this past life or this event or this person. Some of you are attached to people that are not doing you any good. I know this because you've told me. So what you'd want to do is ask for the part of yourself that is experiencing that. Wash it off. So will everybody now bring in something that they're integrating? bring it in your heart or hold it 6-7 inches in front of your heart if it's scary to bring it in, and then bring in that loving shower and just love it until that soul peace integrates. And when it does, you'll find it go right through your heart or right into your soul or that core of you. So let's do that now. If you're really upset that you're waking up in the middle of the night in pain, I want you to love that part that is upset. And then I want you to love the part that feels the pain. If you're really concerned about where your next meal is coming from, you want to love that part that is feeling that. You're giving gratitude for all the things you've ever been and ever will be. You are grateful for all the experiences you've gone through. Maybe not today, but you will be. Go ahead and love them. Remain connected to that highest part of yourself. Now, some of you have been integrating all week and you haven't brought those parts in, so let's go ahead and invite them in. There you go. You know, the parts that are out there in other universes, in other timelines, in other dimensions, they're kind of lost in space. And space is just another word for separation. So if you decide that you do not want to live a separated life, just have to integrate and ask them to come home. The biggest mistake I see people make when they're trying to integrate is they put their attention on the painful part, kind of that 3D reality, that separated reality, rather than the empowered creative self. And this is your divine parent. This is the part that will integrate and love the part of you. No matter what you've done, where you've been, what you've experienced, you're lovable. There's no judgment. Now, if your judgment of yourself is in the way, which it often is, let's go ahead and love the parts of ourselves that are judging our experience and labeling it. And this part of yourself is who you've been waiting for. The part that gave up its righteousness, its victimhood, its judgment. It knows how to handle the other part of yourself that did that. And it's not blaming. It's just loving in an unconditional way. Now, some of you have told me that you have a difficult time feeling unconditional love. I think that's why they made Facebook for all those puppy pictures and kitten pictures in there. So that can help you. A child you've ever loved, a pet you've ever loved. Sometimes people tell me it's their grandmother. Just love that part. Several days ago, a lot of new grids came in. Oh my, the whole earth just lit up in shift, and that was quite beautiful. And of course, our group did that as well. So that means there's an opportunity for another spiral of energy to come in to integrate. So So for anything that feels like a repeat pattern, go ahead and invite that into your heart. Don't bother questioning it. Just keep loving it. This is a supercharged soul retrieval and consciousness elevation, bringing these pieces back. And even I thought in the beginning that this was a way to become more whole and more empowered and more creative and more aligned. But it's actually a step further than that. Probably every experience you've ever had, every emotion you've ever had, is going to be integrated. And I'm putting a vision out for those of you who can see that, but everything is now going to integrate through the heart center. Everything you ever experienced. And in this, we become even more empowered and more whole. Even the little things that we experience, the frozen things we don't even remember. All of it will come in, and this is how we recreate ourselves. Now, I know many of you have experienced like that reverse magnetism, where you're not running around trying to create or make something happen anymore, where you're just thinking about it and things show up. Well, this will even become more profound. There won't be any need for chasing or hoping or wishing. You're going to be operating beyond even the dreams. It's just going to be the knowing. Your knowing is going to be attracting, and things will magnetize faster. Take a deep breath. I'm going to do a little energy transmission now, silently. Now, as you develop this relationship with this creative energy that I was talking about, the one that I identify just above your head in a different chakra area. To me, it's automatic, but if it isn't for you yet, this is what you would do. You would acknowledge that it is your divine right, your empowerment, and the source of your innate infinite intelligence. It holds the keys to your physical intelligence. And somebody in the group's talking to me about hearts. So I'm going to just take a minute and deal with that. And we're just going to ask for the infinite physical intelligence to be within the heart and to allow it to align to its perfect function. And that the tissues within the heart maintain the correct tension, and at the quantum level, it be redone in any way it needs to be, reformed, reshaped. The right balance of hormones are present and flow between the blood and the energy. Okay. The right tension in valves. Thank you. So also, we'll take a step back into that part of ourselves, that beautiful, creative, infinite energy. And this is also where your unique genius is. All the things you ever did in any other universe or multiverse, all the talents are right there, and you can access them. You can even ask it to find the talents that you want. To release any inhibition to having it. And you can ask it to show you how to express that in the world. Your unique genius. So that you can be seen. I think 2016 is really going to be a year of where all that we create does have to be grounded. And if we're more grounded than connected to this part, that's also going to become problematic for those who don't embrace both aspects. And that would make this a heart year, because that's where they all come together. Big breath. Okay, we also had a couple of requests where people were in love with someone who couldn't love them back. And I'd like you to invite the part of yourself that was seeking love or power back into your heart. You can shower it with the love shower if you'd like before you bring it in if you want. So let that integrate. Sometimes you'll feel pieces that want to integrate in other parts of the core, and that's fine. And then we soften it, we let it soften. And it softens when you've probably gone through all the emotions and acceptance of everything it experienced. It's like it has to give you the entire emotional record of what happened to it. And then you can translate that into wisdom, and then it integrates right in. I also got a few emails from people who had gotten, readings from other people, like a monthly reading of in January, this is going to happen, in February, this is going to happen for 2016. And it was very painful for them. The results were quite painful. And in some cases, they felt quite displaced and disempowered and kind of mad. So all the parts of yourself that give your empowerment to the prediction of another, please bring those back into your heart now and let's integrate. Sometimes what we want is someone to tell us everything is just fine and everything you've done has been great and a big pat on the back. And then sometimes we don't get that. So all the times in your life that you wanted that pat on the back, the big okay, yeah, you're doing great. I want you to go ahead and love those parts. You have the opportunity to give that to yourself now.
Yeah.
No. Would we say, so this would work for anyone who has experienced this or anything else, do we say that was a bad choice? No. It was a choice that got you closer to finding out what else you wanted to integrate. That's what it was. It also means that you're just that much closer to giving yourself full recognition for the creative being you are. Because you can just create anything anyone else wants for you. It's just between you and your empowered self, your sovereign self. You can fire all the other actors and their intentions. They can go. And the part of you that wanted them to act a certain way and give you a certain response, go ahead and bring those back into your heart. And let's love those unconditionally. And this is the human condition. This is really what it is. The parts of ourselves that need recognition and someone else to give us the seal of approval. So let's love that part. Because you're moving into a different evolution. So we have someone who has to pass a computer driving test. And I thought this was good because other people do things on computers or where you need a physical flexibility and agility and maybe translated through a computer. So if we take a deep breath and we connect into that infinite source and we say, I am creating 100% infinite potential. In passing this test, I am creating 100% infinite potential for agility and all the parts of myself that are freaking out about this. I'm going to love them. The parts that are freaked out that maybe I will fail, I'm going to love those. And all the other parts of myself that ever experienced failure and thought it was negative. So there's usually a lot there for people. Let's take a few minutes and just love the parts that felt like a failure. A 100% infinite potential for eye-hand coordination. And we'll love all the parts that are in the way of that. And these are the parts on the other side, you know, the black and the white thinking. I want it, but I can't have it. I want it, but I may not be able to do it. So there we have a split, and there we're going to love it whole. I received another email from someone who says, I'm really angry at myself for having gotten involved with someone. And because now I have to find even more energy to put my life back together. Boy, I have felt this, and I know many of you have. I need more energy now. So what that is, if we really look at it, is the part of ourselves that does not believe in our infinite potential. Let's go into that part of ourselves, the infinite above our head, and creating infinite energy to love all of herself, to put herself back together and himself back together. And we can do that in an instant. We start with empowerment. Everything in the way, I'll delete that. And love the part attached to it. We're strengthening everyone for clear vision. Okay, and that means from the physical, mental, and spiritual experience areas. All right. I think we're ready. We have enough energy going. So the part of you above your head, that empowered part, go ahead and put your attention there, asking for all the infinity potentials that you require. Anything you want. A resolution, more money, more physical potential, shape-shifting, I'd like you to see an infinity sign, a figure eight, within that golden realm, which is right above your head. We're allowing the infinity symbol to gather all the expertise you need from everything that you've ever been and will be and are. Just let the infinity symbol fill up with all the downloads. You might even see an expansion of the golden realm above your head. Your creative self, your empowered self. Now I'd like you to take that infinity symbol and stretch it into your heart. So a part of it remains above your head. The other part remains in the heart. And we're going to just let it work on a continuous basis. It's going to be automatically bringing things to your attention that you want to love and integrate. Things that just might fall off because you don't need them anymore. Realign thoughts. And you might consider aligning where the infinity center crosses right at your third eye. Okay, money and abundance. You don't have to know anything. You can just wait for the inspiration. Everything to line up and to be presented to you. And you can choose whether it's in alignment or not. We'll strengthen everybody's discernment. So I've just been informed there's been a lot of questions about money and abundance, and I want to let you know we do have a package coming up, I think pre-sales the 17th. So if you're interested in that, or if you just feel like you need another session, just contact me. It's So I'm going to go through some of the questions. All right, let's see. This one? Okay, the first question. If you're married, how do the energies work together? Meaning if my energy is very abundant and his is not, what creates the very abundant or the other combination? All right. So the curiosity is, how does that work? Well, in a marriage situation, particularly if you're living under the same roof, often we are limited by the other person. There's like one person gets lifted and the other one doesn't, but it doesn't have to be that way. It does, however, take a little bit of effort to stay clear of the other person's more limiting creation. If you're empathic, for sure. So that just means every day I am lifting my my creative empowerment for myself. Now, this is an excellent question to dovetail into, because we were also supposed to cover what to do with relatives and friends and people that are that we're working with. And you can also do this with your spouse, where they are, you also see them in an infinity bubble. So they're working out theirs and you're working out yours. In extreme cases, people can have money separate. In not so extreme cases, usually everybody's working something out. And there's always an exact change for whatever you're working out on one level, they're working out on another level. All right. So I think that may have helped. Go ahead and type back in if I wasn't clear enough. Let me go on to another question. Okay. I'm integrating, healing, or releasing all aspects of myself who have been unwilling or too much in fear or protection mode to take responsibility for my own life and actions. Okay. Very good. Very good. We have had a lot of this where even our most responsible souls have found parts of themselves that are not ready to grow up, not ready to take responsibility. Responsibility in English can be kind of a heavy word. It doesn't have to be. It just means that we're responding to what's happening in our field. So generally that comes in resistance or having a fit. I've had that fit. One time I was talking to a friend who understands my program, who knows it very well. And I was telling him I was having this thing I was working on. It was kind of going into what I used to do, you know, in the 90s with him. Say, well, this is my problem. What do you think? And, you know, he was just perfect. He said, well, you just love that. And I'm sure you could love it better than I could. And it was like, okay, I don't have to think of this as a slap in the face. What I can do is just actually go find that resistance to loving that part of myself, love it, and then love the issue. It's almost always the resistance to the love more than the issue. It's almost always the pattern of thinking you cannot get well more than the physical issue and the collective stuff that we've adopted. So we'll delete all that for everyone. Okay, let's see. All right, someone's looking for a new job in IT, but it doesn't make me feel joyful. And I'm not really clear what she wants. She's not really clear what she wants or what she could do other than that. All right. So there's several ways you can approach this. One is, I'm only going to take a job that makes me feel joyful. Or you can clear any resistance to feeling joy in anything you do at any time. All right. And I think some of this for you might be just a little trepidation. And so what I would suggest is, we're going to go into that infinite place, that creative empowered place, and ask 100% infinite potential for joyful income and purpose and job, and let it be. Because there's some people who work in IT who are just having fun all day. Maybe you could be one of those, or maybe something else will show up. But if that's your intention, it will all work out. And I feel like something is working out here. I also feel like there's a pain about the whole IT thing and what you think you should do and what you shouldn't do. And let's love that part. It's judging yourself, doubting yourself, uncertain. Very good. Okay. All right. Next question. I'm being stuck in a cycle of being undermined or mistreated by family and close friends. I'm tired of being treated and feeling like I don't matter. Why am I even here? And I'm having suicidal thoughts. Okay. Take a deep breath. Take a really deep breath. We're going to bring in all the parts of yourself that feel like you don't know why you're here and you just like being mistreated. So everyone who had a part that wasn't sure they wanted to be here anymore, and many of us have some parts that just sort of gave up on life and went over in some corner of your universe and isn't really participating in that anymore, let's all bring in the parts of ourselves that feel that way. Let's love those. The part that feels mistreated by your life and overwhelmed. If you'd like to send me another email, I'm happy to talk to you. Okay, next question. All right. Could you please send energy for my true balance in the body, hormonal and others? My body seems to be off. And she's giving me a bunch of symptoms, which I'm not going to read. I don't want to embarrass anybody. All right. So we talked about some of that. Okay. All right, here we go. So we're going to balance 100% physical potential for everyone now. And balance the left to the right and the right to the left, the front to the back, within the brain and the nervous system, the muscles, the joints. And ankles feel a little weak, so we'll strengthen the ankles to the knees, all the paired parts of the body, fingers, toes. Sometimes when hormones balance, there's a bit of a release. So we're going to ask for everyone the perfect hormonal balance and excretion. Some of you have weaker pancreases. We'll strengthen that. Remove all limitations to this. Zero minus infinity is we love these parts. They're feeling that. Okay. All right. I have another question. Sherry, would you consider further aligning our wholeness with financial prosperity and explaining awareness of love instead of fear in our reaction? Now, when we're feeling fear, we don't want to say, oh, I don't want to feel fear. I want to feel love. We want to find the part of ourselves attached and experiencing the fear. And then we'll just integrate that. And then we become whole with it. We're not separating it away. All right. Yes, sympathy is a lower emotion, but it's fine that we have it. We're not going to judge it. We're going to love the part that's feeling sympathy for someone else. And the more we integrate this empowered self I've been talking about today, the more you're moving into a spiritual compassion for other people. And that does add to the light of the world. Okay. All right, let's see. Is there another question here? All right. When I think of it, I use the pull in and love, and it feels like I'm giving myself a hug and a warm blanket. That's true. I'm wondering if I have resistance and want to keep my highs and lows. In the low period, my thoughts are catastrophic and they escalate. Sometimes I can knock it back. I'm actually more worried about what the negative thoughts will do now. Can you help me with the lobotomy? No, we don't want to give you a lobotomy. But let's go into the low periods and the catastrophic thoughts that escalate. Now, many of us have this, and many of us have felt that lately because as we switched after the solstice, we are kind of pulling in this new, almost Neptunian energy, and it's coming up. It's rising up. And so it might be, well, didn't I dance with you 5 years ago and now you're back? But it's okay. We're going to love that part. We're going to just keep loving the part that's escalating and waiting for the next shoe to drop and the next catastrophe to happen. So if we're talking about earth things, almost always the new earth energy, which is on one of our calls. Some of you have it in an MP3. That will help you tremendously. That's basically a lot of the energy we're talking about. And then on the personal level, continue to love the parts that experience catastrophe and expect it. Why? Because we're becoming more and more powerful and you don't want to create it. Not because we're afraid of it. It's just that we're done with it. We're just done. We want to do something else now. We want to create a new world, a new life, a reality that is suitable for our consciousness. Okay, we have some hands up, and I'm going to take some questions. Okay, so I'm glad, Crystal, you have your hand up. Let's talk to you.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
I can.
Oh, good. It's nice to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you.
I guess the theme that I want to talk most about is right now I'm living a change with work.
Mm-hmm.
The company I've worked for the past 11 years is closing.
Mm-hmm.
And the partners, the two partners, are not very clear and they're playing games and it feels like they probably want us to leave before they have to give us money.
Yes.
I just want to basically have enough confidence and peace of mind to go through that moment.
Mm-hmm.
with confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And a confidence that I'll get the max I can, and
I'm sorry, what's the last thing you said?
Yeah, confidence that I'll get the maximum I can from the closure.
Okay.
And peace of mind that I can start a new life.
Mm-hmm.
at 41, and confident that something more positive will come. I just want you to really go through those. That moment with
the steps. Okay. Yeah. All right. So take a deep breath. All right. So you're fairly empathic, I think.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You are resonating with the needs of your boss, and your job are to resonate with your needs.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Okay. So all the parts of you resonating with the needs of them, and you feel pushed by their needs, right? Even though they might not be feeling that, you feel pushed because you're interpreting it. So I'd like you to bring all the parts of yourself in that are feeling that push and love that part. And it's probably resonating with other times you felt pushed or manipulated or whatever. Of course they want you to quit. That's normal. It's okay. Okay. Just love those parts. They get their position and you get your position, and you are asking for 100% infinite potential for the best. Is it called a settlement? What is it called?
Yes, I guess that's what it will be, because there's something, I'm not going to get into it, but we can get some money, basically, myself and my colleagues. So
good.
And we hope to get the max, obviously, because,
Right. So then that gives you some time to kind of prepare in the background for the rest. So the part of you that feels, there's a little bit like I'm the little peon and they're the big bosses and they've got all the control. So we want to make you equal.
Okay.
So all the parts of you that feel like they have more power than you do, let's love those parts. And the reason you feel that is you're resonating with them more than yourself.
Okay.
All right. So if you can bring all those, just call them home, integrate and love them. Every time you kind of wobble, so like sometimes you wobble and you go into old memories of when things were devastating, when you lost everything, and you have a bit of a downtrodden worker kind of collective vibrating there. So let's 100%. So we're going to follow what we did today. Go into that empowered part. 100% infinite potential empowerment. It doesn't mean you overpower them. It means that you fulfill your own destiny.
Yeah, that's exactly what I want. I want to feel confident, calm, in control, confident to go through those moments without feeling... calm, confident, waiting, no harsh reaction so that I can get what I want and move on.
Yes, but it's okay if you have a harsh reaction. You're not afraid to react because you, what are you going to do, Crystal, if you have a reaction?
Is it aggression?
Yes, you're going to love the part that's reacting. You're going to bring it in. So you're not going to be afraid, because you'll put a whole lot of energy in, I'm not going to feel that before you know it.
Yeah.
That's even more of a problem than the reaction you would have had, because that's just another way of resisting. So, yes, I need to love that part of myself, because you are, I need a better word than divine parenting, but because not everybody has great parents, but I want you to have that sense that the most loving energy in the universe is on your side, that it runs through every quantum particle of your being, and it will embrace every aspect of you that resists, that's having a reaction, and it's going to love it wholly. It does not judge it. Did you feel that?
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's who you are. That's what you are. And this is a grand thing for your evolution. And then just keep buying 100% infinite potential into my new job and my new money. And did you say 7 months or 7 weeks? What was it?
No, that's one of the points, because the last day before Christmas, the last hour before Christmas, they told us that by the 31st of January, we would get our resignation letter. And then we would discuss all the details. But then back from the holidays on the 7th, she started again with the same look of, I don't know, they don't tell me anything. It's just a complex situation.
Right. Okay. Now, some of this is created because they don't know. And part of it is created because if people get frustrated and leave, they're better off. But you're staying exactly where you want in your divine calm state. I am calm and I am in my correct flow. Now, if something comes along and offers you a much better whatever, then you have a choice to make.
Exactly.
But you're just, I am creating. I have more than enough.
Mm.
Whatever your number is for income, you want to, I am more than enough.
Okay.
So I think once you get, I think you're actually quite a creative person. So as you let some of the fear of the reaction and fear of the fear, as you integrate those parts, the wholeness will start taking shape and you'll be able to ground things in better. Do you have another question?
Yeah, I tend to have, which is still part of that, so it's going to help me anyway with that, and everybody else who has the same type of issues, but I tend to do something. It's very hard for me to take care of myself or to do something that I know is going to be good for me or to take the steps that I know that will be good because I'm afraid. And so it's a part of procrastination, but I think it's a part of failure or success, or I don't know which part of it.
Yeah.
I tend to do something, and maybe I'm really good at it for maybe if I started something like some kind of good new habits or whatever, I'm good at it for maybe 10 days, and then I find an excuse, or there's an excuse outside of me, but I've created it anyway, that comes along, and I stop. But there's always something stopping it, whether it's me or something else, which seems
to be out of... What is the it that it's stopping?
It could be anything. I don't know. It could be, or it could be, I don't know, when my son was getting sick and I had no time then to do things or whatever, things like that.
Okay.
Or
obstacles, you mean?
This was for the new habits, for example, no new changes and stuff like that. Or, for example, before I had to redo my CV, but I would do everything not to do it. I would find any excuses. I eventually did it. It's fine. It's done. It's done in two languages, and it's all fine now and done.
Mm-hmm.
But I have that I sabotage myself, basically. So
okay.
I don't know if it's fear or fear.
A lot of blame on the sabotaging yourself. So let's love for everyone who's blaming and sabotaging and judging themselves. Let's go ahead and invite those parts in. We have really strong memories of getting things done at that last crisis point, then we keep recreating that. So all the parts of ourselves that are waiting for that crisis moment, that last minute turn away from the crisis moment to get something done, I want you to love that part because we can get attached to that. You also go in and out of different dimensions. And so you know what you want to do in one dimension, you drop to another and you have a whole different reality, and in the end you're not getting anything done. So this is what I'd like you to do. I'd like you, you know, that creative empowered place, I'd like you to embody it and allow that to be the infinity bubble that we talk about. You know, I don't know if you have that, but we had a package where we talked about the infinity bubble. So I'd like you to create that part of you that knows how to get these things done. You want to love all the parts that resist getting these things done. So in that perfect mindset, in that empowered creative space above your head, you have all the tools you need, and you just embody it. Just allow that to descend down on your body the same way we did the new earth, and allow that to do it. And anytime the mind shows up and gives you a reason not, love that part that's attached to the mind to stop you. And you always get it done in the end anyway, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's just a little bit of attachment that way and floating in and out. So that's fine. Thank you. It was a pleasure to talk to you today.
Same to you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi. This is, let's see, I have area code 780.
Hey, this is Myrna.
Hi, Myrna.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good.
Great call again. Thank you, everybody. It was amazing.
Oh, good.
My question is, I think I'm one of those people that had a hard time connecting with that that energy spot that, like, 6 inches above your head.
Mm-hmm.
But I was able to still bring energy in, but I found when it wanted to come out again, too, and then when I allowed it to come out, then I could feel it better.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by come out?
Well, it's almost like I had to bring this energy in,
mm-hmm.
Allow it to do whatever it needed within me, anchor in the earth, and
mm-hmm.
then it wanted to express, so it was coming back out.
Out of your body.
Yeah, and then back out up to that 6-inch spot, and then out through there.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is that like a reflection of how I have trouble maybe expressing in the world, or is that kind of a metaphor of some sort?
Well, it could be, or it could be that this is just what it needs to happen, you know. Sometimes we don't let it. Some people walk around with that energy embodied all the time. Sometimes that I feel like it delivered some energies, did what it did, and it's just creating pathways, and it's going to where it needs to go. It doesn't have to be above your head, just a great starting point for gathering things from all over the multiverses for you.
Okay.
It's just easier to envision that, and I think there's a natural chakra there for it. But it doesn't have to be. I mean, it's creating energy for you. Remember, it's descending into the heart. It's the place we go when we create the infinity and the potential for you, the best potential and the best outcome. So, but it's the gathering point of all that creative, juicy energy, and it's juicy. And not all bodies can handle it all the time. Sometimes it just delivers and leaves. Is there something else that you have a question about, though?
No, that was mostly it. I was just like, okay, well, I'm really trying hard to find this one little spot above my head, and I found it really hard. So I'm like, oh, I don't know if there's.
Oh no, just love the hard part.
Okay.
No, I wouldn't worry about it. So it might show up a little differently for you, but the most important thing is that you're gathering the potential. You have it there. I mean, some people will see it as like the sun or Jupiter. I mean, that's fine, too. I like it a little closer because it's more, because the chakra is there. There is a chakra right there. And then it can just move within the body and help you clean. And most importantly, I want that integration to happen. So it's not as easy to integrate with the sun. It's just easier if it's more personal because more people have more personal questions.
Okay, because when I look at it, it just looks like a hole, basically.
A hole?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's like, okay, well, it's just a hole.
Okay, well, let it fill up.
Okay.
Let it fill up. And that can kind of go a little bit to Crystal's question. It's sometimes, you know, we're a little here and we're there and it's there. But let it fill up. So when the cup is full or that chakra is full, then the action is taking place because you're ready to go and you know that you're in your highest potential to get something done.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, just keep letting it fill up.
All right.
It feels strong to you, so I'm not worried about it. Okay, thank you.
Awesome. Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. We have 917 New York City. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. Who's this?
Julia.
Hi, Julia.
So I have a question. I am afraid to be in the dark. I'm afraid to see something like a spirit and I'm really freaked out about it. Fear is really strong and very irrational.
Mm-hmm.
I've had it since I was a little kid.
Okay. So is this like every single night you have a fear of the dark, or do you sleep with the light on?
Well,
what's going on?
I don't. When my husband is home, you know, it's a little bit better. Some nights, like if I watch like a scary movie or something like that, which I don't, but sometimes, you know.
I would hope not.
No, I usually don't, but sometimes, you know, it still will slip in somehow, and then that gets me, like really scared, and then I just, like, I can't uh-huh. even, like, sleep by myself,
right.
You know?
So 100% infinite potential, we're going to delete all of the collective fear of the dark experiences people have had in the dark, and any time, space, and dimension that you have had an issue with the dark. So as I strengthen your core to that, it's less dark and more other dimensional places. So
mm-hmm.
we'll close up 23 places for that. That sometimes you may be opening them inadvertently. And for the process that we're teaching, which is the best one for you because, you know, you don't need someone else to do that work for you, is to invite in all the parts of yourself that are frightened by the dark. So we talked about the divine parenting part of ourselves that knows how to embrace the part that feels afraid. Can you bring those in?
Mm-hmm.
So we're turning on the light in all the parts of yourself that are afraid in the dark. And I want you to love them. So at night, do you wake up afraid of the dark, or do you just, what happens?
Well, it just, if I have to sleep by myself, like if my husband is away on a trip or something, then I won't even go to sleep. You know, I'll just stay up through the night doing like, you know, watching TV or something, because I just don't even want to deal with that fear.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I almost
fear
have no
if you went
mm-hmm.
to sleep or you turned off the light.
What's that? Yeah, the fear of just if I turn off the light. I I've never had an experience, I guess, of seeing a spirit or anything, but I'm afraid that I will.
Yeah.
It's like the irrational. And then I almost want to, but to connect with something good, but the fear is...
You can see why this keeps happening for you, because you want it
mm-hmm.
and at the same time you don't. And you're,
mm-hmm.
You want something to come out of the dark for you. So things are still mm-hmm. trying to come out of the dark for you. So
mm-hmm.
I'd like you to sleep more though. Can you
yes.
sleep with the light on while you're working this out? I think I need like a full session with you to get into
mm-hmm.
those
mm-hmm.
things. If you'd like to do that, I'd be happy to do
yes.
that.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. Okay. Thank
Sorry.
You.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay. 919. Hi.
Hello.
Oh, Colleen, it's how are you?
I'm doing great. I'm a little still in shock about everything.
Well, tell us what happened.
Well, at the last minute, I was called to sing on a cruise in the Caribbean for Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And so I went on the ship, and
uh-huh.
There were two women at the, when I was getting, you know, the drill for the life jackets and everything. I was so tired. I was just going to go into the cabin and get some sleep. And because I'd been up all night, and these two women asked me to go for at least a sail away drink, and I said, well, okay. And then they said, well, we met two nice gentlemen at the gate, and you might, you know, might like to meet them. And so anyway, I sat down, and about 5 minutes later, this gentleman sits down, and he was very pleasant and very nice, and we started talking and just connected. It was the first night of the cruise, and needless to say, 10-day cruise turned into a 21-day cruise. I ended up staying on because he was on the second leg of the
uh-huh.
cruise.
And what?
Now I'm engaged.
Congratulations. What great manifesting.
I know. Well, you know, you and I have been healing over this and talking about it, especially our last session and everything. And like it was a foundation, it felt like the 10 days were the first foundation because we were,
right.
We did lots and just being together and, you know, as friends doing different things and with different people and different situations. And then around Christmas time, it just kind of all came together. You know?
Yeah.
I had all this stuff to do when I came home, and I said, "Oh, forget it. You know, let's just face." And I'm so glad I did, because he was even saying, he said, "You know, we'll go back." He lives in Canada, and I live in the United States, and he said, "You know, and we'll call, and then it's going to be a month before we see each other, and this and that." And he said, "Let's just see where this goes." And he started calling me his fiance as soon as I made the decision to go on the second leg of the cruise. Well,
that's so funny.
I'm
so happy for you.
Oh, thank you. And I want to thank you and the dolphins and everybody, you know, for all the support. And my question is about making a smooth transition and not getting caught up in all my bad habits from the past and just letting go of
right.
everything and in the moment and following
right.
that intuition.
Well,
and knowing.
Exactly. So, yeah, you're going to follow your strength and not
mm-hmm.
the pattern that didn't work, whatever
yes.
that was. And
yes.
so you want to love the part of yourself that is afraid of what happened before and
mm-hmm.
repeating it. So start
mm-hmm.
there. Let's do that. So everyone has a pattern that they're afraid to repeat. Let's love that.
Okay.
So, of course, there's pain. And let's love the part
yes.
that experienced the pain. And then being disillusioned. And the part that is a little concerned about trust. It feels good, but maybe I can't trust. So I'm going to love that part. Because what you're going to love it to is the part that knows what, you know, the right action and right step. The right action
mm-hmm.
and the right step. Big breath. So the part that doubts that you know the right action and the right stuff. And the part that wants
mm-hmm.
to limit amazing things, right? You have that too.
Yeah.
Like, this is too good to be true. Okay, so love that part as well. And by loving all these parts, we get into the right, so nothing's pulling you out of balance. Nothing's pulling you out of center. You're creating right from your knowing in your core, and you remain strong
mm-hmm.
and you're able to know your next step. Your next step. You're not jumping off the cliff with somebody, right? You're
mm-hmm.
you're knowing your
yes.
next step. You're knowing the right integration. You know the right timing when it feels right for you and him. And sometimes, you know, we certainly have the responsibility for ourselves, you know, because we're going to love all the things
yes.
that we're responding to. But for him also, you know, your gut, your heart, your core is going to know when it's right for him as well. Right? Now, it doesn't
yeah.
mean you have to fiddle with him, but you also need, you know, but you're just watching who you are evolving. And through this, you're going to heal a lot. It's going to be beautiful.
That's great. Well, you know, and also he was married for 33 years in a really happy marriage, and his wife passed away of cancer 10 years ago. So this is new for him, too.
Yeah.
He never thought he'd... So, yeah.
That's lovely. I'm so happy for you, Colleen. It sounds like you did a lot of work to get here, and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. I'm just feeling like anything is possible now.
Anything is possible.
Yeah. But it's like now everything is possible.
That's right. That's exactly right.
Yeah. And thank you and all the dolphins.
Thank okay.
You.
Thank
you. I love you.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, 519.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Sherry. It's Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Yeah, when we were sitting here, I was just thinking, okay, what is it that I should love a book myself? I have clients. I do energy work. And most of them I've found in the past to come one time, and then they don't come back. It's like they don't maybe understand it or they don't value it. Mm-hmm. But is it something that I should love about? Should I love that they never come back, or should I
love
the part of myself that...
Did you complete them and they don't need to come back? If that's the case, you just need more new clients.
Well, that would be great.
So you want to strengthen yourself, which means strengthen your core, and that empowered part above your head that's going to strengthen your core. Two, how many clients do you want?
Oh, gosh, I'd like to have... at least three a day.
Three a day. I'm strengthening myself to 15 clients a week.
Okay.
And sometimes I go a little over that, just, you know,
okay.
And then I can just cut it down if it's too much. So if we set it for 15, then especially Mercury retrograde. So 100% infinite potential for three a day. And then open the avenues to figure out how they come and how they show up. So now you can almost feel the wheels weren't working. So you're asking the infinite potential to go gather and work things out and bring it in.
Oh, okay. That's what I do. Here, I was thinking I had to love something about myself.
You can't. So that's how I set it up.
Oh, okay.
So that's how I set, this is how I set it up when I create new things, and I manifest things. But you do want to love the part of yourself that, doubts yourself because they only come once.
Oh, okay.
And you want to love the part of yourself that, wants more clients. Because you want to get more into the being and knowing rather than the wanting.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with the want.
Yeah.
But sometimes
yeah.
if we're wanting, we're creating more wanting.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right? And so it just pushes it further away.
Oh, okay. All right.
And this is true with perfectionism that came through also.
Yeah.
If you're feeling like a sense, not necessarily for you, Donna, but for someone else, do you have perfectionism yourself?
Maybe.
No, I'm not. Okay. If everything has to wait for perfectionism, we may not actually get to it ever. And, you know, so that means that we're waiting and waiting and waiting and nothing is ever lining up. So let's go into all the parts of ourselves that are waiting for the lineup. So wholeness, I'm answering a question that came over on the web at the same time I'm talking to you.
Mm.
So this energy may not 100% apply to you, Donna, but
okay.
It does apply to other people.
Sure.
This person wants to feel whole, complete, and authentic.
Mm.
And so that is what is in that we're talking about. That is in the infinite potential, the wholeness, the knowing, the absolute knowing that it's there.
Mm.
And the part of us that wants it yesterday, we need to love that part. Because that's how we get into the moment of the very next step. It's like the moment in that step forward into the future, that's where creation starts happening. Just as you think about lifting your foot before it touches the ground. It's like, it's the now, but it's also, there's also an energy behind it of creation, of moving, right? But it's not 10 steps ahead. It's just that infinite, tiny moment that you know you're moving, and that gives permission for things to start opening.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right. Thank
okay.
you so much.
Thank now you. Let me go.
Thank you. Let's see here. Okay, here. Okay, so I think we have Mariah on the phone. Hi.
Hi, it's Miramita, actually.
Oh, Miramita, thank you. Sorry. I'm only getting a part of their name on this. Okay, so how are you?
I'm good, thanks. I had some very strong feelings of disconnectedness and... yeah, feelings of rejection, not feeling loved, and a very big sadness around that coming up yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So what should we do? Let's go ahead and collect all the parts that feel rejected. Did you say removed?
More ignored, like feeling ignored and doubtful, actually, as well.
Okay, so for you and everyone who's feeling doubtful and ignored, maybe distant, go ahead and bring those parts in. Let's love those parts. So this past week, I've seen where a lot of people have projected parts of ourselves all over the place. And you are in, some parts of you are all over the place. So space creates separation. So bring those parts back in now. Just now, they're coming in. And strengthen you to accept them now. So I think they're floating around with the human experience of feeling ignored, feeling set aside, distant, separated. So in truth, we are not separated. It's something we play here. It's part of our thing that we experiment with. So when we decide that we're going to live in the ultimate truth, that we are not separated from our creative self and our empowerment, and we become strong in that knowing, then all the parts can just come back in a second. So they're floating back now. Can you embrace them?
Yes.
Okay. Tell me what's happening. Stay in your heart.
It feels like it's something really old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like some old pattern coming up, which, I haven't had for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I was very emotional as well with it.
Yeah, okay.
Very sad, a lot of sadness around it.
Perfect. Love the part of you that's sad. How are you doing?
I feel like I'm getting shaky.
Yes, there's a bit of you resisting loving the part. So let's love the part that feels resistant to the full loving embrace. Okay. So all the time, spaces, and dimensions where there was a resistance, where you were told not to, where you froze up rather than have the full loving embrace of yourself, let's invite those into your heart. And the part of yourself that knows that you're worthy of loving the sadness. Tell me where you are now.
Yeah, that feels better.
Yeah. Now your mind. Go ahead.
It feels like it got in. Before it felt like it just, I tried to bring it in, but it wouldn't.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. So there's usually a resistance, a self-sabotage. And I think some parts of ourselves just will not acknowledge these things, because we're so, that's the pattern of not acknowledging those parts of ourselves. It's a deep pattern. So we love, so let's all love the parts that are involved in the pattern of ignoring. It's almost like we put out our hands, we want to hug, but we can't even figure out how to get around. You know, it's like we sort of get stopped there. And part of it's the mind, and part of it is the pattern of not automatically doing it. So we get to where we integrate faster, we love faster, and it just happens more automatically. Oh, it's like you see a lost puppy, and it's that part where you hesitate to pick it up and hold it, right? And it's the same thing. It's, there's some part that's sort of frozen to the action. So for all of us, let's bring in the energy to have our strong, strong response to immediate loving action of ourselves. And if we think about it, that's what we do when we go find someone else to help us love a part, or we reach out to someone else, can you help me love this part? It's like, if they will love the part, then maybe it's acceptable for us too. Which I think in a few years, we're all going to think that was quite silly we acted that way, but that's how, because it does sound completely ridiculous, but that's only, but you can only feel completely ridiculous with it if, you know, if you don't have any hesitation to love. Love that. All right, I'm going to bring in more for you here. More opening in the heart, removing shadows out of the heart, clearing the space. How are you now?
Yeah, much better.
Okay.
It's flowing now. Thank you.
Yes, you're in the flow. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure to talk to you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. So, let's see. Area code 203. Hello?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Sherry. This is Tara.
Hi, Tara. How are you?
How are you?
I'm good.
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I wanted to talk to you about a really strange experience that I had this week that was really upsetting to me. Kind of felt like a dream. But I had this, client that didn't pay me a considerable amount of money, so I put a lien on his house, and you know, it's been just sitting there for a while with my attorney, whatever. This guy finally decided that he was going to, rather than settle, like fight it. So I had to go to court this week, and although I was told by my attorney I didn't really need to bring anything, that it was just basically going to be this 15-minute hearing, it didn't turn out that way. I was in court waiting a very long time for like 4 hours. And I had to actually go in and explain my side to the judge. And I had brought drawings and all the work that I had done for this man who, excuse me, but he's a lunatic. And I feel like I'm always having to defend myself or qualify. I shouldn't have to do that. And I have no idea what this crazy man could have said to the judge, where in the end, the judge still wants to, like, think about it. It wasn't even, like, settled that day. And ultimately, I don't know, maybe that will work to my advantage, but I
feel powerless. It's common for judges to do that. You said you feel... Did you say disempowered? I'm sorry.
Yeah, I feel powerless, and a lot of it is about men and about having to prove myself and about someone else being like
a judge,
Jekyll and Hyde. Like yeah, like the client is so creepy that he would create lies and things that aren't true. In fact, what he was doing,
Tara, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath.
He's telling the judge that it was his design, not mine.
Always. That's how it is. So take, crazy can't do anything different. We have to let crazy be crazy as crazy wants to be.
Okay.
So that's fine. Let's get back to you. So take a deep breath.
Okay.
Now, we're going to strengthen you to the unconditional love and acceptance of you. Now, one of the things you talked about was defending, that you always have to defend yourself. So let's go into all time, spaces, and dimensions, and everybody can do this too. Anywhere you had to defend yourself to an authority. And would you bring those parts in? The part that felt judged. Disempowered. The part that's angry. Now, you did mention that it's been sort of dreamlike this week. And I feel like when sometime after after the new year, we sort of moved into this sort of dreamy state where things that kind of unbelievable thought, things we thought had settled, something from way out of the past, that's been emerging for quite a few people. So let's look at this as, let's take it for what it is. It's an opportunity that you can integrate some of these parts of yourself. At the very least, you can be more empowered for what the judge brings back to you. So let's love the part that feels powerless. Unheard. Threatened. Tara, I don't know if you want to say how much the money is, but you want to keep that in your mind?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, keep it in your mind. Go ahead. No, what is
it? Okay. It's $20,000.
Okay. So let's strengthen you. So this is what I find to work the best in situations like this, where we're getting squeezed in one direction, where there's conflict. We're going to strengthen ourselves for that amount of money. The $20,000 and the ability to receive it from any space, any way, quickly. So let's go ahead and love that part. And all the places that are interfering with receiving. So we have to be open to receiving it. And when we're mad, we're not going to receive it. Now, does this, so in one of the reasons I do this is because life is unusual and things are not always fair, but sometimes whatever we're creating, we can bring in. So you might have done the work someplace and maybe the money comes from him. Maybe a portion of it comes from him and a portion comes from somewhere else. But if we're mad, then we end up moving into bitterness about it. And I don't want you to go that far. So let's go ahead and strengthen you to receiving $20,000. And all the parts of you that are insistent that it come from him, allow it to come from an abundant universe. So bring in all the parts that want it from him.
That part makes me really angry because
I'm really
angry. Yeah.
Well, this is how we can detach. We can detach.
He does know
I know.
He's lying.
I know.
He's lying.
Yes. Love the part that
he didn't design anything. He didn't design anything. And he just tore me down.
Yeah. Love the part that feels attacked. Okay. So if I go out and I look for all the times your reputation and your finances were at risk because of someone who was acting crazy and lying and tore you down. There's about 23,000 of them. I'm going to invite those pieces back into your heart to strengthen those so they're not resonating in that.
Okay.
And we'll reset. Okay, so how are you feeling? What's your emotion?
I'm feeling much calmer, although I still feel like I have a lot of energy stuck in my heart and my throat.
Okay.
So I feel like I'm about to cry, you know?
Crying is good. Good.
Yeah, the only way that I could deal with it in the moment was to detach myself, so it felt surreal. I felt like I was in a dream, like a bad dream.
So the parts of yourself that had to disassociate because it was so scary and you were so angry and it was so shocking, let's invite those back in. Okay.
That feels better.
Good, good. So there's more coming in. So if you can, spend the next 20 minutes, half hour, just inviting and letting all of them come back. Because you really kind of split off from your empowerment there, and you kind of went into more of the part of yourself that was feeling everything you were feeling, which is fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
And so, giving up, too. I was giving up?
Like,
I was giving up. Yeah, there's no way that I can win. There's no way because they will always get me.
Love the part that always feels like they're going to get you. So if this is your predominant energy, we want to take care of this. Let's love the part that feels like you're always got, that they always get you, that they always win. I feel some of those parts really got smashed up. So let's just love them till they get shiny. There you go. So let some of that light integrate. You're about 60% there, and I want you to continue this, Tara. And you shoot me an email if you have more trouble with it. But I think you're on your way. So it's a big one to reintegrate. It is. You know it is because you felt it. And also, but let's look at how powerful this is. This is when at the beginning of the call, I was talking about fear, and it's actually an opportunity to get something to work on your side. Well, so this pattern of yours, I mean, it has some complexity. It's like you've got the crazy person, you've got a judge, you've got the part that disintegrated, that left, right, that had to go into the dream state. So that's, and if we need to, we'll disentangle all of them and reintegrate them one at a time. But they are, that's probably something it's not the first time you've seen. So we'll get all that in, and it could be the last time you see it. And that is the beauty of it. So I want you to think of it as that we're moving towards beauty, and the universe is going to compensate you. It's going to come in. And you have to believe that. The parts of you that doesn't believe it, let's love that.
Okay.
The part that doubts that it's a creative universe and you can have what you want. You may only get a portion from him. You might get all of it from him, but it doesn't matter. It's up to the universe, that empowered universe that's always working in your favor. I've had a lot of clients that come to me after they've spent years and years trying to get something, you know, blood out of a rock, really. And yeah. We don't want that to create either. We want to go back to basics, which is it's an abundant universe. And it's available to
yeah.
you.
And so that part of me that's always waiting. I'm always waiting.
Please love that part. You want to be calm and receptive, not waiting.
Okay.
Okay, good. You're on your way. Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you very much. Thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Sure.
You're welcome. So for everyone who reacts, because I have been one of these people, when someone else is angry and expressive, I want you to love those parts that feel reaction to that. And when someone else is crazy. And by crazy, I mean, there is a lot of crazy in the world. People who are not working out of their centered space. In fact, we could call it mostly that. And then we also have people who are mentally ill. We have people with Alzheimer's. We have people with all kinds of conditions. So that's why being centered, knowing where our creative truth comes from, is our most reasonable plan and the most divine. Okay. All right. 314. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Siri?
Yes.
Hi. Oh, okay. 314. That's me.
It is.
Okay. It's great to talk with you. What an incredible class. Oh, my gosh. The first 30 minutes you went through was completely amazing.
Thank you.
I know I've worked with you in the private session, too, Sharon. I start on one thing. We went into another, which was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still in this. I'm going to talk about the space. I think they're all connected. If I can just very quickly, and I think this might help others too. But it's I carry about I'm very athletic. I carry about 20 extra pounds. Okay, and it feels like it's more in the stomach area and around my body. I just feel bigger than what I feel I should be. However, okay, so waiting. Last time we talked, it was waiting. It was about waiting. And then what I went into with that was waiting, and I found procrastination. Then I found perfectionism. Then I found underneath that was some fears, right? So they were all connected.
Right.
And it really aligns with a lot of what I'm, this perfection of waiting, like your last caller was talking about, was of I'm doing the programs that I do, the character education. I don't know if I remember me or not, but doing those and bringing those out. I just had this incredible meeting a couple of weeks ago, and I'm meeting with one of the individuals this Wednesday. And there's a part of me that feels really great about it. I feel very confident and stepping into it. And my whole thing is bringing the community in to fund my program.
Right.
Whoever that is, right? Okay. So, but it's this waiting thing. And I feel like my body would reflect, right? You know what I mean? Maybe what's happening with all of that. So this extra weight is aligned. It feels like it's all involved in all of this. And I don't know where to head with this. I feel like I don't want to keep waiting and preparing and doing things, which is all part of procrastination, right?
Right.
I don't know where to start with this.
Are you talking about the weight gain, or are you talking about the business?
Both. They both tie in.
Go to the playfulness that you need for weight loss. Weight loss requires a certain playful quality for your body. So everywhere you're not feeling playful about reshaping your body, there's more to love, right? And so that part, you know, that feels the sad, that's that. And I'll tell you, the key that comes up in everything you've said, Dan, is how you've disempowered yourself waiting for other people to empower you through money. So you want to shift that into that creative, empowered space within yourself and turn that over to that place and have it set up your day. Who do I need to talk to? What's going, you know, do you understand what I'm saying? So, so your whole program. Yeah. So that's what you let, that's what you strengthen. The whole pro, you know, your, the character building program, 100% infinite potential for all, everything that you need for that. So we allow that to come in just all over your body. Anywhere that you're resisting it, just let that move that out through your body. But you're empowered through that creative space. It's not through the other people. And so this is a little bit, remember the call we had where the branches are going out a little too long? You know, this is where you want to keep your power in your center. And you're affirming that every day. You're affirming what you're going to have every day. And then you let it go. You have to let it go. And you might hear after the affirmation, call this person. And I always ask, what's the most empowered thing I can do today? And I usually get an inspiration. And I do that. Sometimes I ask first thing in the morning and sometimes I ask before I go to bed. And usually those are good times for me to get the information. By the time the sun's up and the whole world is moving, it's just a little more complicated for me to focus on myself. So I kind of go into that private space. And a walk is a great place for me to get it. But, you know, find that place for you. What is it for you?
It's usually working out. I move.
Yeah.
I'm moving. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah.
And all of a sudden these things pop into my head and I get these
Perfect.
Ideas and things to do.
That's exactly it. So you do those and then you let it go. You do those and you let it go. So if you start yearning or hoping or wondering or worrying it, then you've kind of taken some of the creative juice out of it. You have to let it go enough for it to come back and resolve for you. And that's it. You might find different turns. I'm not seeing one immediately. I think mostly it's a letting go process. After you do it, and just be confident in that thing that you did everything you were supposed to do.
And you said doing the turns, you don't see it. What was that? I don't see it
immediately. I don't see a big turn. Okay, sorry. Been doing
yeah,
it a while
that.
This morning. So I sometimes you will hear, okay, do B instead of A and completely throw you off. But I'm not seeing that immediately.
Okay.
I'm seeing you're on the
okay.
right track. Keep doing it.
Yeah.
And keep asking
okay.
and take that next step forward. And but let
okay.
go. And so the confidence, Dan, you want to keep the confidence. You want to strengthen all the
yeah.
parts of yourself that do not, you know, they're in the doubt and the confidence and putting your power on other people. That's the fastest way to lose it when you're creating a new business, to make
yeah.
it where the other people are in charge. And that's what happens. That's Crystal was sort of getting into that a little bit, you know, with she has a point of view, her boss has a point of view, and we when we concentrate on what their point of view is, we can easily lose our own, and then we disempower
okay.
it.
Okay, and I feel, you know, I do feel when I get in front of somebody though, Sherry, I feel very confident.
Yeah.
I don't feel like I'm throwing myself to their whim. Maybe I am. Maybe you're saying.
No, I don't think you are. I don't think you are. I don't think you are.
Yeah.
It's only in those quiet moments.
No.
You want to keep that up all the time. You know, not
okay.
the super failed
I can,
confidence, but the inner knowing.
Yes, that's what I put out. And people's jaws drop when I talk. So,
yeah.
and I just let it, I do let it go. And I feel like I do. I guess maybe I tied the physical weight into that and, you know, thinking that there might be some tie in it is, I just want to ask this question here because you hit on something that I went, wow, which was the giving away your creative power for money or something, right? Was it that you said in the beginning?
Right. So you have the juicy
yeah.
thing, you have the juicy knowing. And sometimes we say, here, would you take my juicy knowing and give it back to me? You know, which, and okay. People can't handle that. People do that in relationships all the time. I see that all day long in my sessions, but we also do that in business. We expect them to completely carry that vision for us, and nobody really can.
Okay.
They usually just sink under the weight of it. So we hold that empowerment for it. So you want to keep your mind out of it and just stay in that. Not the mind confident, but the knowing confident.
The knowing
confident.
Yeah, yes, I do. I do know exactly what you mean. I've been doing this for so long, you know, 14 years of building the foundation of the company, the programs, and now getting to this point. I understand. I really do. Okay, so that's where I'm just going to stay there then. Sure. So there's nothing around that's limited me other than that. You know what I mean? Like just being in that space.
The worry. So,
okay.
And then, you know, it's, so part of the letting go is like not pulling up, you know, the carrot before it grows big enough, right? You check the roots to make sure they're growing strong. And that's what happens when we let our mind get in too much, when we start counting what's going on.
Okay, so just I can do that. I've been practicing staying in my body versus letting my mind drive me through the day, you know, and really just, you know, stepping in. So I can continue to practice that and keep that going. Sherry, can I ask one thing about my collagen and elasticity in my body?
Okay.
Is there anything limiting that, or I just
Well, I'm glad you asked.
You know,
someone else asked me about collagen.
Elasticity in my skin. Just youthfulness and all of that. I feel that in my body, and I want to feel. Okay. I want to feel that on the outside of my body too.
Well, okay. So for where we are right now, I can do a little bit, and so.
Sure.
So let's go into for everyone, for youthening, for collagen, recreation, regrowing, regeneration, rejuvenating, 100% infinite potential, strengthening everybody's core for that. And the most limiting thing about this is what happens in the world, right? I think I talked about this before. You know, 30-year-olds, you know, used to look much older than they do now. You know, 60-year-olds, you know, look like 30-year-olds used to. I mean, it's pretty crazy right now. So we're getting there, but we're not there yet. So we're strengthening the body, and we're loving all the parts that are following a program of disintegration. So we'll let that go. And what happened to our parents, what happened to other people, what other people talk about in the gym. Here we go. Okay, so we've planted, you know, that knowing for everybody, and we wanted to keep clear of any collective limitations on it and our own limitations on it. And I think they have come up with the knowing that collagen can regenerate. We see that. So we have to just increase that and just do that more and more, and elasticity within the skin. That we have to go through every layer of the skin to its original blueprint. I'm doing a full program on that, but if you're able to take little snippets of this and stay with it, it's almost the same thing. Okay, thank you so much, Dan.
Thank you, Sherry. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. Okay, we'll take another caller here. Let's see. Okay, area code 860. Hi. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yes, I can hear you, yes.
Okay, good. Good.
Yesterday I was with a girlfriend of mine who, sometimes she's a channel and she tends to have very psychic powers, and this was rather disconcerting for the both of us because it came, just happened out of the blue in a restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
And she felt the presence of my father who passed away almost 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I come from a very dysfunctional family, and he created a lot of turmoil within our family. He was a heavy alcoholic and ultimately in the end basically abandoned us.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I had forgiven all that, but she saw him in a very dark place. She described it as muck and mire on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And that it really required my love in order to get him boosted up out of there. And it just opened up a whole can of worms. Last night I was tossing and turning, and all these old memories were coming up. And
okay.
I'm trying to give the love.
What is your name?
Beth.
Okay, Beth. Let's go into, okay. So first of all, let's go into your core and strengthen your core and your heart. And I feel like yesterday there was a part of you that pulled back, and it was fairly difficult. It was almost like it was very difficult to stay empowered and in love with what she said. Did you find that to be true?
Yes, it was. I kind of stepped outside of the whole situation and became the observer.
Mm-hmm.
Is what it felt like, unimpassioned and unemotional.
Mm-hmm. So let's go with what we know for you that we want to integrate and what we want to love. And so you said he abandoned you. So let's start with abandoned. All the parts of yourself, and everyone else can do this, where we are abandoned, where we abandoned ourselves and other people abandoned us, set us afloat in this world alone. Let's go ahead and love those parts. Okay. All right. So the part of you, so I feel like you also disassociated about some of these parts. So let's love the parts that we disassociated when you were abandoned.
Mm-hmm.
And let's bring in all the parts of yourself that are stuck in dark mire anywhere in the universe or to anybody else. Let's bring those back into your heart and love them. How are you feeling?
I'm starting to feel a little bit lighter, but I still feel kind of disembodied.
invite those parts back.
Disengaged.
Yeah. Do you feel unconditional love in your heart?
Sometimes I have a hard time finding that.
Okay. So if you feel unconditional love, what does that look like? Is it a flower, a puppy, a grandmother? What do you have there?
A puppy.
Okay, good. Put a puppy in your heart.
All right.
A little litter. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's just let that settle. And let's make it safe for all of your parts to come home. That disassociated. I know you have this question, so I'm just going to answer it. You can't really help somebody who's lost in some dark hole somewhere unless you've completed your own work. And sometimes just that completion is alone is enough for that person to make any shifts they need to. And I'm not sure I would read it the same way she did.
Oh, thank you so much. I really needed to hear that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
There's lots of different interpretations for how we're supposed to do things, but it's impossible for someone who has been wounded to be the savior of the person they feel violated by.
Right.
And that's not going to work. But I do agree that when we have a situation where there's been this much difficulty in a family, that we have pieces that are ready to integrate. And this is where you learn some amazing skills, like how to dissociate, how to detach, lots of good things that you can use in other ways. But for the most part, we want to bring it in. I'd like to do something for you, Beth, and for everyone else. Let's go ahead and just bring this highest self into our body all the way, as much as we can right now. I'll let the dolphins lead the way if you'd like. Very good. How are you doing?
It was like a great swirling of light, actually, that surrounded my body. I feel more at peace.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
A lot more at peace.
Good, good. So from this place and with the puppies in your heart, you can love all the parts of yourself, you know, that are coming up, you know, like that restless night you had last night.
Oh,
you know, this is the year that all the leftover stuff will be dealt with one way or the other. It'll make people worse off, or they will actually empower themselves with it. But we just can't be totally in spirit and ignore the emotions and what happened here on Earth and our grounding, nor can we just be grounded people and ignoring the higher aspects. You know, we will be, and I'm talking about as a people, not as our group. This is basically how I'm seeing what's happening. Mm-hmm. Oh, thank you so much for your question.
Thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Okay, everyone. Thank you for being here today. I'm running out of ability to talk because we have no more time left on our recorder here. If anyone has a burning question, I know there are more hands raised. Send me an email to the support and put in the information that's about today's call. I am going to send out something else for everyone because we have concluded almost. We have another day of Dolphin Weekend. today, and I'll probably go into Monday a bit because I tend to carry it over, and when I see things coming up to be touched up, I'll touch it up. And for all the people who didn't get their answers on today's call, I'll send you an email, and I will integrate that and weave it in with the rest of our energy work. Also, like I think I said this, we do have the Abundance program next, and it's a pretty strong package if you're interested in that. You can ask me questions if you need to know now. Otherwise, you'll see it out around the 17th. And then right after that, we're doing a medical intuitive package. So anyway, that's what's coming up. Thank you all. I really appreciate it. I'd sure like to say goodbye and hear everybody's lovely voices.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Much love.
Happy New Year.
Yeah.
Happy
New Year.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
next time.
It. Bye.
Bye.